Hi, everybody. This is Alan Fine. I'm here with Corrine McNutt, who is the Senior Vice President and Commercial Sales Officer for MSC Cruises. And we're going to talk about that. And this is Insider Travel Report. What's happening a year from today, tomorrow, a year from tomorrow?
The MSC World America will set sail out of Miami.
That's that.
Our new beautiful ship. I tell everybody she's going to be the it ship in 2025. So everybody better be getting booked and getting excited about it because she's an amazing ship.
But it doesn't feel like that big a ship because of the districts you divide. How many you have?
We have seven of them. And they're really amazing. And they really do spread out the ship. They make it, you know, she's a big ship. That's a very true statement. But the way she's designed, everything comes together in a flow that really works. And there's different areas. You know, you have Zen, which is for adults only. You have the Aventura Park, Water Park, which is for the kids. You have the Promenade at night, which family can be on, but a lot of times it's going to be more couples. You have the Galleria. There's all these different areas that you can be and be at different times with different activities.
So we said big ship, but exactly how big is it?
She has 2,614 cabins. So yeah, she's big, but they're obviously very well designed, and we also have the yacht club area, so we have our ship within a ship area. So
something for everybody.
Something, absolutely. You know, we even have inside cabins in our yacht club area, so when, you know, grandma and grandpa want to take their grandchildren, they can put them on the inside and the grandma and grandpa get to be on the outside.
So one of the big news items is this cliffhanger. Tell us about that.
Yes, our new swing. I'm so used to calling everything she. It's amazing. And you go 160 feet out over, you're 160 feet out, swinging out over the ocean. So yes, I haven't decided yet if I'm brave enough, but I'm pretty sure I'm going to have to try it.
And this ship and all your other ships have Starlink.
They do. And you know, it's the truth. Even though we're on vacation, we want to be connected. Hopefully not to work, but you know what? We want to show, we all live by Facebook and Instagram and all of these things, and we want everybody to be envious, and we also want to share what we're doing. So it's a fantastic investment. It's great for our guests. It is so fast. It's insane. But it also is great for us because our product is all over the world via all these posts.
So the people of the Mid-South, and they don't want to fly, they can go to where?
Galveston, Texas. Yes, starting in November of 2025, we will be sailing out of Galveston. So yes, you know, the Middle America West will have a much closer way to get to MSC. And of course, it's a great drive market. So there'll be a lot of Texans on our ship.
So one of the things that MSC is known for is trying to help the environment, the coral. Let's talk about that and also the key.
My favorite place in the whole world. Everybody knows, they laugh. If anybody wants to talk about Ocean Key, it's Corrine. But we have our Super Coral program, which is something where we're working to save and repair coral from climate change, right? We talk about it, what it's doing. Coral's dying everywhere. And our island, there was nothing because it was just a big sand pit. It was industrial. It was
no one wanted, but you saw opportunity.
Right? Somebody had vision, right? And so we've built this program. And so far, it's been very successful. And what's really cool about it is, you know, MSC sustainability is not a check the box. It's real. The family has invested hundreds of millions of dollars. And, you know, we have this amazing program, but we also share it beyond the Bahamas. It's in the Bahamas. It's for the Bahamas coral, but we share our findings worldwide. So it's something that we're really doing for everybody. And the island is actually closed right now until May 22nd because we are investing more into the island, which is hard to believe. But we are going to have a conservation center so that when people come, they can see and learn about what we're doing, which I think is really cool because I think if you get kids excited about these types of things, they'll take it home with them, you know, take home that idea in their head. And we're enlarging our food and beverage offerings on the island. So we'll have two buffet areas. We'll have bigger bars.
The yacht club comes over to the island.
Yeah, the yacht club has a restaurant, Ocean Key, on the island, but we are going to make it bigger, and we're going to make improvements to the Ocean Club. Yacht Club, they have their own beach area. And so we're going to add to that. We're going to add to our crew quarters and things like that on the island because people live on the island. So we want to make them comfortable, obviously, as well. So a lot of new and exciting things on the island.
New itineraries, including the Canary Islands?
Yes, we have the Canaries coming. That is very new, right? And something pretty unique. Most people, most cruise lines don't offer the Canaries. It's usually maybe a one-off every once in a while, and we had an opportunity to announce the Canaries. So yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. Right now, we're just talking about Galveston more than anything else, to be honest with you, because we have a lot to do to get that going.
Now, we are talking to travel advisors, and they are going to be interested in sales things. So let's talk about the open booking program.
Yeah, so we just announced that, and this is our future cruise program, which is obviously very important. It's people are excited and in the moment, so you want to be able to offer them a deal for their next cruise. But some people don't know quite what they want to do yet, right? And so our new open booking program, you don't have to commit to the ship or the sail date. You can do that after you get off the ship. So I think something like that is going to make people feel a little more comfortable booking on the ship, knowing, okay, I can go home, I can look at my calendar, I can figure out what I want to do, and spend time looking at the brochures and whatnot.
But then you're taking care of the original travel advisor?
Oh, yes. Always. Always. And there's no, you don't have to check a box, you don't have to fill a form. We always take care of the original agent gets the commission on the next booking, always.
Okay. Now, you've got a big commitment to Miami. You're building what?
Yes, Port Miami. We are building the largest terminal in the world. And it is amazing. And when I say amazing, it truly is. The artwork and the design and the architecture of this building is like nothing you've ever seen. I always talk about the fact that embarkation and disembarkation can make or break a cruise. It's crazy to say that, but if you're a travel agent, oh, yeah. You know that. Oh, yeah. And the fact that when you come into our terminal, you go into the parking garage, which is a million square feet, and you go in with your bus, you go in with your Uber, you're going with your car, you're not outside in the Miami rain, you're not outside in the Miami heat, you are underneath, and you go right into this beautiful building. So we're basically guaranteeing our embark and disembark. And that's, you know, that's something that I think is going to be a game changer. It really is. And the building's stunning.
Well, so we're going out to 126,000 travel advisors.
Wow.
Anything else you want to tell them before we, and also let's give them a call to action. Where should they go to find out more?
MSC Book is our program. MSC Book, yes, it's the place to do. It will have everything you need to know and make it available to be able to book your guests. You know what? Try us. I know we're not a household brand, but we are working really hard to be really good partners to everybody and to bring the most beautiful hardware. We have tons of 3 and 4 night cruises. Great way to test us out and try it, and you get to go to the island. We have overnights on our island. No one else does private island overnights. We do. So come check us out on our 3 and 4 night on the Magnifica and see what we're all about.
And also, you're no slouch in the Mediterranean.
We are not. We are the number one in the Med, as well as South America, South Africa. We're the third largest cruise line in the world. So we are definitely an amazing brand, and we are here in the United States to really bring it something new, to bring our European heritage but American comfort.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you.
And this is Alan Fine for Insider Travel Report.